Hi and welcome to What's Next? Rethinking Architecture. I'm Therese, your host, and first of all, I really need to apologize for the extremely long break, but we're back on track and we're more motivated than ever. So today's episode is about home office, as many of you already guessed. And I think we mentioned the topic in one of the earlier episodes, talking with Faras about the many positive sides. But now, since I'm actually doing home office, I got a new point of view. And yes, let's get started and dive right into it. First of all, I would like to thank you all for the feedback and the many messages that I received. And your opinions on the different topics are super helpful to prepare the podcast. So thank you so much. And I asked how you guys feel about working at home, and many of you answered that it's a great opportunity to find some inner balance in these crazy times. So actually, all the answers were kind of like the same. It's finding inner balance, settling down, and a really huge point was saving time. And with all of those points, I totally agree with you. And the first thing that I noticed is how much extra time you actually win. I mean, sure, we talked about it before, like, oh man, you could save so much time using the train or the bus or the underground or however you get in the morning to your office desk. But when you actually in person notice this really huge difference of at least 1 to 2 hours plus, that's just amazing. I mean, how often do you come home super tired from work and annoyed from your public train station way home and all the people stepping on your feet, no seat free to sit on? And yes, we probably know that all. And then you finally come home and the whole day you told yourself, today after work, I'ma go to the gym or whatever, this time for real. But then when you're home, you feel like it's already too late to pack your stuff and actually go to the gym. Besides, you're hungry and you still gotta cook something and clean your apartment. Like, there's always something to do. So you kind of like end up not having the strength after a workday to find some space for yourself and to take care of yourself. So I just have the feeling this work-life balance everybody is talking about doesn't work out right. And that brings me to the next point, like finding inner balance. This point is so true. Besides saving time, another huge part of home office from my experience right now is that you save yourself a lot of nerves and frustration. Like frustration, as I mentioned earlier, about the full underground and the weather, because maybe it's raining for days and your office is not right next to the bus station or next to the underground, and you have to walk through the rain, your clothes is wet, and you're already in a bad mood before you even got to your workplace. So home office gives you the opportunity to kind of like develop a morning routine that gets not distracted by getting to work, or however this routine might look like. For me, for example, I love doing morning yoga classes or just a quick meditation. Or I know a lot of people that like having a nice breakfast every day of the week and not just on the weekends. So you can just start your day relaxed and balanced. But it also gives you the opportunity to create a work atmosphere where you feel like comfortable in. And because you feel comfortable, you maximize your level of concentration. And because you feel comfortable and you develop this maximum of concentration, there's a whole different workflow going on. And therefore, you can just be way more sufficient and productive. That's what I noticed for myself. Sure, at first I thought, oh no, what happens if I have a question? And or didn't get the task, right? Or whatever. And nobody's here to quickly ask. But there's always someone to ask, just not in person. And it takes time for every party to actively work with the communication program, like Microsoft Teams or Zoom or whatever you like to use or your office is using. And of course, if you have coworkers that are kind of like refusing working with online communication tasks, and you depend on their response because you're young and you're inexperienced, like I am, then yes, it could be pretty tough. But actually, there shouldn't be the need to feel lost. There's just the need for everybody to have a positive mindset towards the new ways of communication. And yes, so since I'm working from home, I can just say for myself that I'm in a way better mood and way more balanced since I have more time to focus on myself. But that is just my personal opinion, and I know from many people that home office is just not their thing. Like, they like to strictly separate work life and private life, and it's easier to focus in a pure office and workplace atmosphere for them, and that is totally understandable. But I can just speak for myself, and I like home office. And sure, you maybe every day of the week that's too much, because sometimes you need to interact with the people in your office, and there are just things that need to work out and need to be worked out in person. But then you have like fixed dates where you meet up and you discuss everything that you worked on, and you notice that there's that you have some trouble with this task or whatever, and then you can figure it out together. And when you have those meetings, you can get new tasks for the next date and so on and so on. So there's actually, in my opinion, no need to be together every day, the whole time, because I think it's also distracting you from actually working concentrated. But that's just my opinion. And however you prefer to work, it should be actually your choice, if you rather would like to sit in an office or at home. But I think it's really important that you feel comfortable and balanced to really catch the maximum of your productivity, your creativity, and your sufficiency. And however you decide what's best for you, this choice should be supported. But here comes the big problem. Unfortunately, it can be stated that most of the German companies are still holding on to this very, very strong presence culture and a corresponding management style. And there's like this really old mindset that if you're not in the office, you probably don't work right, because, yeah, they don't see you and they think you don't work at home. Because many firms are just worried about the productivity of their employees and panic about losing control during the times of home office. But new working methods are coming, and they are already here, and everybody needs to take a step towards the future. And even if it's just a small step towards home office, which, by the way, is a common practice in many sectors of the working world. And I don't really understand why it's so different in architecture firms, why they are so worried about their employees doing home office. Maybe you have an answer. I don't know. If you have, please let me know. And yes, I think that was it for today. And we're at the end of today's episode, and I hope you liked it. It was a short one, but part two is coming. And if you have any further questions or comments related to home office or a different opinion, then please feel free to send me a message and tell me what you think about it. So thank you so much, and ciao ciao!